One of the major challenges is the coordination between Child Protective Services and law enforcement. Crime Commission members told stories about alleged perpetrators who were accidentally tipped off and eluded investigators because teachers, administrators, or other concerned parties contacted CPS before law enforcement was notified. Camille Cooper with Victims Advocacy Group Protect explains.
What's happened for decades is that because caretaker abuse has been triaged to social services and they've been put in a first responder position with no authority to collect evidence and to use traditional law enforcement investigative techniques like polygraph, knock and talk, those types of things, that it really sets back almost half of all child sexual abuse investigations.
Cooper says each agency is simply following state mandates. The commission will now work to restructure the code so that the agencies are more collaborative. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.